Tell me this. When was the last time you encouraged someone to read? I want to speak to Margaret Neeson, who's with me in the studio. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Margaret, you're the head teacher of a very successful school. Tell me about the school and also this project that you guys are highlighting in conjunction with business in the community.
Well, our aim in St. Patrick's is to develop a love of reading, and the Time to Read program complements what we do in class every day. There are trained, dedicated volunteers that devote 30 minutes to each child, and it's an amazing way to increase their confidence and develop that love and interest in books.
And how do you manage to get the volunteers? Is that where business in the community comes into play?
Business in the community. They would come in, organise along with our coordinator, and then the magic then unfolds during the weekly lessons then.
Well, that is a huge plus. And Kira, if you get a lot closer and swing that round, Kira, because we're crowded in the studio today. Kira, how easy is it to get the volunteers?
So what we would do in business in the community is we would go out with to our member companies and we would offer different volunteering opportunities. So Time to Read is one of our main flagship education programmes. So we are always on the lookout for new volunteers from different companies. However, we do also have some retired volunteers as well and members of the local community that really just want to help a school that's either close to their home or a place of work.
And if someone did want to volunteer, how would they go about doing it?
They would just go ahead and register on our business in the community website, go to the Time to Read page, and there's a whole form there that they can fill in. That information comes straight to me, and I would go ahead then and help them with training dates and access and I to help them go into the school.
I see Zara and Georgia are on a day out of school. They're only back at school. Who's Zara and who's Georgia?
I'm Zara.
Well, Zara, you tell me. You're now at Blessed Trinity College, but you were at St. Patrick's, and I'm going to get you to come a bit closer to that microphone as well. Tell me about how much love you get from reading.
I really love reading so much. It's just really fun to read, and when I went to Time to Read, it just really inspired me to want to read more.
And is there a particular writer that you like reading, an author you like more than anyone else?
Yes, Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
And so this is what you're into at the moment?
Yeah.
And what about Georgia? Georgia, same uniform, new girls at Blessed Trinity, I should say, because when you were previously at primary school, you were at St. Patrick's with Mrs. Neeson. Has it encouraged you to read?
Yeah.
And tell me why.
Because, reading keeps me occupied. I really like reading. And the fact that I like reading is because Diary of the Wimpy Kid's my favourite book, and, I will just read it, every day.
I'm going to have to get into the Wimpy Kid. He's a new one to me. When I was doing School Around the Corner, which you girls will have known nothing about because you weren't even born, but Mrs. Neeson will probably remember it. Maybe even Kira was on the sofa with me because they're the right age group. When I was doing School Around the Corner, I would have recognised every book that every child was reading because I was sort of in touch with what the youngsters are doing. It's hugely important, Margaret, that, teachers are fully across what kids are doing at this present moment in time so as you can encourage them to read the right things.
Oh, absolutely. And in St. Patrick's, we have lots of mechanisms to assess and evaluate how we improve our standards of reading. But we had one problem that we had to encourage some of our children to stop at the crossing and remember to close their books because some of the children were just so enthralled with reading that, and one of them is here with us this morning, and we had to say, be careful crossing the road, close the book, because they enjoyed it so much they were reading to their siblings on the way to school.
That's great advice on the back of us doing road safety earlier in the programme, and usually we see the child with a phone that they're looking at crossing the road. Thankfully, it's a book that some of them have in their hand. That is great. That is great to hear. Be careful crossing the road, regardless whether you have book, phone or nothing at all. So, Kira, just to remind us again of the website, if people would like to volunteer to be part of business in the community to encourage youngsters to read.
Yes, definitely. If you want to get involved in Time to Read and help a school that's either in your close to your home or place of work, please go to the Business in the Community website and go to our Time to Read page and just register and give us all your details and we'll be in touch.
It is a great initiative. Girls, thank you very much. Ladies, thank you very much as well for coming by. And you know what I do now? I have a competition that's coming up on the radio in a few moments' time. I'm going to be doing a bit of shouting, so I'm going to need all the microphones phones again. I've never seen so many people in the one studio at the one time, but quite a gang in today, and great to see. And thank you very, very much for coming by. Thank you.